Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Amen. Good morning. We're glad to see you, all of you here. Amen. Hallelujah. I just got what I'm supposed to talk about today. Amen. Yesterday, Sandra's boyfriend invited me somewhere. So I wasted a lot of time there, instead of praying in the Holy Ghost to us, to prepare for today. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, but God is good. Amen. Hopefully, he'll have mercy, really not on me, but on the people who wasted my time. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Give a big hand clap to the worship team. They did an awesome job. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There's someone I'm looking for here. Where are they? Is Kathy here? Someone called Kathy. No. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. Amen. I almost, by the way, gave you a phone call in the morning to tell you that. I think for you, I'm not wasting time. Yet. Yeah, but the wasting time was wonderful. It was good. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, Sandra, don't report me to your boyfriend. So, you've had the dreams. God is pleased with what you've done for him. Amen. And I guess that's why that dream came, when God was giving people gifts. Amen. Gifts are not for nothing. Gifts are always, especially from God, they are a way of acknowledging. Acknowledging and saying thank you for your work towards whatever. Amen. And John, in that dream, actually, for him, he saw his gift. Amen? For him, he saw his gift. Amen? Now, the rest of us, it is either God will reveal to us those gifts, or they will just come, in our lives, like we shall see them manifest. Amen? But also, sometimes it is just that thing that you've been asking God for. Amen. And God is like, now he's granting it to you as a gift. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, I hope you people took seriously the dream concerning Sandra and Rachel, marriage anointing. I hope you took it very seriously and you're taking it seriously. Amen. There are things God tells you to do in a season and you miss it because somehow your mind is stuck. You've put God in a formula of how things are supposed to be done. If you want this, you give the money here, then God just gives you a simple directive. Then for you, you're stuck in some mindset. Amen? I was telling some people, sometimes that's, can you imagine, it's so simple, it is easy to miss if you complicate God, because that dream didn't even say that all those want this, give to Pastor Moses. So you see, you get stuck in a mindset that, in order for this to happen, I have to give so and so, and then you miss God with a simple directive. Hallelujah. Amen. So think about those things. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? I made sure, for me, I did my job. I made sure that on the website, it is one of the featured articles. So that anyone who lands gets on the site, it is there in their face. Eh? Amen. I guess the reason why Sandra and Rachel, their weddings are so important to God and to us, is because it's like the first fruits. Eh? You know what I mean? Eh? Of course, I guess a wedding or two have happened for some members here. But when you look at where we've come from, you know, like as a church, and sometime last year when there was that thing of the marriage anointing, you know. Eh? So it seems like to God, this is the first fruit, eh? The beginning, eh? You know. Eh? And now, so that's why it is so important to him. Eh? It might not be important to you. You understand? Eh? But it is so important to God, and he requires us to take it what? Very important. Eh? Amen? Now, that's not one why her boyfriend invited me. That's not why I went and burnt my time. Amen? Glory be to God. But it is their weddings. Believe it or not, they are very important to God in the kingdom and as far as this church is concerned. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go and visit the website. There's a dream there. You can even check it out right now, but not now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Now, today we're going to talk about something, as usual, very simple. Meanwhile, John also had a dream when he was being thanked for having told you guys about fasting. Yeah? Amen? Amen? About what? Fasting. Yeah? Glory be to God. Some people who I interacted with last week, you know, you would call up someone for lunch and they tell you fast. So I was telling someone that everyone is fasting, apart from the pastor. Glory be to God. Maybe for me, I paid my price years ago. Yeah? Many years ago. Yeah? Amen? But there are days, a long time ago, when I was practically a fasting machine. I'm telling you, I was practically a fasting machine. Yeah? I'm sure my wife is saying that hasn't changed. But I was like that. I remember med school, campus, you know, after campus, you know. Even anyway, you know. Yeah, but fasting is very what? Very important. Glory be to God. Yeah, so it's what? those are yours with John. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, now we're going to talk about something very simple. How to be led by God. Very simple stuff. Yeah. I don't have complicated things today because my time was wasted, so I didn't have time to what? To get very hard things. Amen? How to be led by God. You can say by the Holy Spirit or by whoever, Jesus. Amen? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 16, most of you know it, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Then he says in verse 16, "The Spirit himself bears with our spirit that we are children of God." Amen? Amen? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, or our spirits, you know, that we are children of God. Amen? Jesus told Kenneth Hagin that this is a primary way, amen, God will lead his children in this dispensation, amen, in this era, you know, the era after the resurrection of Jesus, basically this church age, amen. He told him that this is a primary way, by the inner witness. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Yeah. But the Bible says, of course, in the last days, dreams, vision, the prophecies and all those things, they shall abound. Amen? But this is the what? The primary way. You know, how God will lead his children. Amen? Because God lives inside of you. You understand? He's in you, by the Holy Ghost. Amen? So he will lead you from within, first and foremost. Hallelujah. Amen? And with this, you can actually even be able to judge or to discern which prophecies from God and not. Of course, if you're mature and grow up, and sometimes even you just feel that the guy, you know, what he's saying is nonsense. You know, by the Holy Ghost within you. Amen? That's how sometimes you can even, whatever dream, a visual, you know, by the inner witness. Amen? However, if you miss it, God will still, you know, get to you. He's a loving Father. Hallelujah. However, what we need to do, we should aspire to grow up where we easily discern that. Amen? The leading of the spirit that is within us. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, so that spirit is basically God leading you. Amen? Now, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, it says that God is love. Amen? God is what? God is love. Amen? Now, if God is leading you, amen, it's going to be basically by... Now, in Romans 8, we just read that we have not received the Spirit again to fear. Amen? The Spirit to fear. We haven't received that. Amen? Now, never be led by fear. Amen? When you're being harassed, amen? And now, like this a lady I know, she left some church. She was led by God to leave a certain church and join another. Amen? Now, when she left and joined that church, man, the people from the church she left began to torment her. You understand? Basically, when I saw those things, you know, for me, I was like, this is harassment. This is not God. Harassing a child of God. How, man, the things that were said, how she's deceived. Then some people say, now, we even saw a dark thing around you. How no blessing is going to happen to you. Things are going to get bad. You know, But the whole thing was harassment. You know, You know, and I was like, okay, even if they were right, that you missed God, but now the way it is being done to get you back there, it is not God. They were like, no way. You know, this is not harassment. You see, someone being tormented day in, day out, man. You know, And in my opinion, I was like, now, what would happen if, like, she left this church B where she went to, and then went back to her, to where she was before A? Now, what happens now if she goes back? You understand? Now there she's gonna, now it means now she can never even leave. And even when you're back now, they are going to really throw it in your face how you are wrong, you are what. Not even look how now your hair looks. It never used to look like that, does it? Now, then they can even take you now on a punishment of a fast. Fast to God, 6 months, because I'm telling you, Now, anyway, the Holy Ghost doesn't lead anyone by fear. Amen? Even when it comes to these things of giving, giving what, partake, blah, 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 you know, all those things, anytime you feel you're being, you know, harassed, being forced to give, statements are made to the effect that if you don't today, you are what? Man, that is not God. You understand? However, the giving can be of God, but maybe the person who's communicating the mind of God is actually not really being used by the Spirit of God at that time. He's just whatevering the children of God. Amen. And at that moment, please don't give. Eh? Wait until what? Until you first, you know, you first get out of the building, you come back to normal, you know, eh? Then now you think about it when you're very sober. Eh? Amen? I'm telling you, there's a generation right now in our era where people are very hurt. Eh? People have been wounded by those giving things. Eh? Amen? People are hurt, eh? Very hurt. People played games with them, and most of those games that were played were intentional. People just wanted to extort money from God's children. Eh? Amen? But one of the tools that are commonly used is the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. The spirit of what? Fear. But we have received the spirit of adoption, you know, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Eh? Abba is like daddy, eh? You know, eh? Daddy. Eh? You see, eh? Now, that just means that you're supposed to be led by love. Eh? Amen? You're supposed to be led by what? By love. Because God is love. Eh? God has never been fear. God has never been intimidation. God has never been harassment. Eh? You know, God has never been pushy. If you don't do it now, you know, though I advise you, Sandra's wedding, when is your wedding? 23rd or 30th? Or 29th? Or, anyway, whatever. Rachel White is also around there. He advise you for these things, just make sure you do them before those dates. Because after those dates, say they are what? Chiwede. You understand? Eh? And then you have to wait for some other one. Glory be to God. Amen? And thank God again, I'm not saying give Pastor Moses. You understand? Now it is, you know, some other, you know, Amen? So it's supposed to be led by love. Eh? Because God is love. Hallelujah. God is what? God is love. Amen? So you always, you know, how you usually, not always, but usually when you want to know what to do, you know, usually you get a sense of love. Amen? And sometimes even a feeling of love, a feeling itself of love. You see, because there can be 100 needy people, you know, but God hasn't called you to help all of them. You don't have those resources. You don't. Amen? So who do you help? You know, you just, you know, follow the witness within, that love feeling within, who at that moment, amen, gets you drawn to themselves. You know, that love, you look at a person and you're really consumed with the compassion of God. Amen? That is the person you hope. Amen? Glory be to God. And don't put God in a formula that it has to be a friend, it has to be a cousin. Eh? You know, man, you miss God badly. Eh? Amen? But remember again, I said, you're led by the love of God or the compassion of God. You understand? Not your compassion. You understand? Eh? If you're led by your compassion or by your love, you're going to be tricked. Eh? There are guys who have perfected the art of conning. Hallelujah. Amen? You know, again, now I've even left the script. Amen? What happens is that, every time I meet someone, I get to know someone who I realize they have a heart for giving. You understand? They just want to give. You know, they are givers. You know, every time I meet a person like that, and somehow, you know, we get to talk, you know, because first of all, I want to hear why they do this. Like, I want a message on what? On giving. So I talk to them and say, so how did you get into this? How did it start? So what motivates you, you know? How now, you know, be like inspired? So we talk, but then I always remember to tell them that now, you know, someone like you are in big trouble. You understand? Because the moment people discover, you know, that you are a giver, man, people are going to play all games around you. Manipulation. Manipulation. And for the truth, those people need the money. They need the help. Amen. However, they are going about it the wrong way. You see, there have been stories, and maybe you have heard them. People like churches, fellowships, you call up testimonies, then people come, not here, you know, but I'm just giving an example. Then people come, say, brothers and sisters, I thank God. God is so good. You understand? These things are more what? Interesting in Luganda, you know, but for the sake of some of you who hate Baganda, whatever English, say, you know, about Luganda, what? But some of the guys do it in English, of course, because, you know, because if you go to a fellowship like Zoe, for example, you can't speak Luganda, so you do it in English. But the whole thing is, Mukama yebazwe aboluganda. Mukama mulungi. Maze wiki emu. Ngasi amene. Na ye mukama mulungi. Kubanga newe mu ampadde amaanyi nkyaliwo. Sinnale kintu kyonna ne. Yesan. Mwebaza olw'amaanyi ge. Okumbeza olw'obulamu. Life, you know, Hey, then, phew, you know. Now, a testimony like that, I can assure you, any giver in the room, if they have money, you understand? But, you know, if you're not discerning, they have just played around, you know, with your head. It's calculated, You know, people are so bad, so evil, that they even... Now, as in those con artists, even now, they just don't sit anywhere. Like when they come in here, they just don't sit anywhere. You know, just say, if they were, you know, sit there even. Then the time comes for prayer requests. You understand? Then, throw it in their face. Now, Katia. Yeah, the kids are at home, nothing, what, those things, Hey, then you remember, then you're like, oh, this is why God made me walk with money today. Someone has just played around with your head. So every time I meet a giver, I always warn them. I was like, now, you know the things, you're old enough, be careful. Be led by God. You're going, and now this is not just people in church who play those games, but even ministers of God. Pastors, prophets, apostles, evangelists, all that crowd. You know, some of them also play those games. You know, they know the loaded, whatever, you know. Anyway, you know. So, again, be led by the love of God, not by your carnal love. Be led by the compassion of God. In fact, there are some people who God doesn't want you to give to. At a certain time. God is a don't. Hallelujah. Amen. God is like what? Don't. You know, when you help them, you have let down God. You've let him down. God was trying to teach some fellow a lesson. Some guy, you know, who was told to do something, they're not doing, they have rebelled against God. So now this that they're going through is supposed to put sense into their heads, you know, and return to the will of God. Then now for you come and you mess up the plans, purposes, and pursuits of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. The reason why I'm looking around is because there's some you are not sure, but aren't you to be sure there's someone? Now, there's a woman, harassment, who has harassed me for years. you know, like I used to preach in what? Zoe, yeah? The fellowship. Huh? So remember, giving what? How you love giving, blah, 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 you know, yeah? All those things. I love giving, you know, yeah? So some woman, one time, she gets my number, then she calls me. This is like 2013, eh? Long time ago. So she called me, she said, Pastor Moses, eh? That time I wasn't even a pastor. What, I don't talk to you, have a problem? I was like, yeah, I mean, eh? The children of God are suffering. So you're okay, let's meet. Now, that day I was supposed to meet Elvis, I guess. Yeah, so I told her to meet somewhere, eh? Where, like, I just walk from where I am with Elvis and walk, you understand, eh? Yeah, so anyway, so she comes. So we meet. So I go, so I see her, then I sit down, then she comes. Eh? Then, so I told her, oh, so you wanted to talk to me. Then she looks at me like, she rolls her eyes like this. Now those things get me annoyed. Eh? Because I look at a person playing those things on me. I'm like, I wish they knew my past, my like uni days, and you know, how, you know, I wasn't born again, but yeah, but I was very bad to girls, very bad. You understand? Then it got worse when I got born again. You understand? Anyway, so now this chick is rolling her eyes like, I was like, hey, let me. But meanwhile, now I'm developing a story to take back to Elvis. Anyway, so I told her, so you called me, then she's like, yeah, okay. I have problems. I'm like, so, he's like, I want a job. I was like, well, I don't know anyone, but, you know, we can pray and, you know. So I think in her head, she thought, well, I have contacts. Well, you know, Museven is my brother. Why, you know, I don't know. No, she wants a job. You know? Anyway, yeah, so I tell her, well, I don't know nothing, but let's pray. Something will come up. Eh? Okay? Then she tells me why she wants money. Why? Then I told her, well. Again, now, from the way she started, rolling her eyes, I can't even give her money. You know? So, you know, then I told her, well, yeah, but meanwhile, now she's wasting my time. So the only way now to stop the wastage of time is, now, let's pray. Yeah, Father, in the name of Jesus, you bless your child. Eh? You know, then I say, yeah, see you are. Now, so like a few days later, she calls me. She's like, I'm so-and-so, what? I need money. Then she even tells me she wants 1 million shillings. 1 million shillings. Now, I laughed. I was like, can you imagine? Someone, you really don't have a relationship? It's not a friend, eh? If it's a friend and they want that money, yes, eh? And I have it, you know. But it's, and again, she was playing rolling eyes on me. What? Now, 1 million shillings. I tell her, well, I don't have it and what? Eh? Even if I had it, but it is not for her. Eh? So in that sense, I don't have it. I'm not lying. Eh? I don't have it for you. But I just don't add the phrase for you. I don't have it, okay? So, and then she began harassing me, phone calls. Eh? Then one time, I was like, no, this has to stop. And the next time she calls me, I told her, never call me again. I will never give you that money. You know, I will never give you that. I will never, okay? Never call me again. Eh? Then I hang up. Eh? To be sure that I'm annoyed. Eh? So that I can lead her by fear. Eh? That the guy was really annoyed, you know. Eh? Hallelujah. Meanwhile, you're not really annoyed, but you're being harassed. Eh? So somehow she stopped calling me. Then one time she sent me a text saying, hello, dear. I'm telling you, you guys, I'm born again. Eh? I'm not lying. Hello, dear. No. I was like, you see, this is the more reason why. Eh? Yeah. You know, then one time I decided to just, you know, like blacklist her number. Eh? Blacklist her number. So somehow you'd see someone who I tried to call you, you know, but blacklisted. Then one time, I think I lost my phone or I changed my phone. So now one day I receive a phone call, then I pick. Anyway, so one time now I stepped down from Zoe, now one time I'm here. I don't know whether it was a Sunday or a Thursday I'm here. Then I saw the man. I was like, now someone is now real coming now to even be your sheep. Yes, and now a sheep has a problem, really, a pastor. And so I was like, but still, I would never. You understand? That one, if the judgment day comes and God says, you didn't help my daughter, you'll be like, okay, that reward, I missed it, but there are other rewards. You understand? Yeah. By the way, we are talking about being led by God. Amen. Be led by the Spirit, be led by love. But again, not your love, not your compassion, but the love of God. Amen. There are people who say that mother's love is what? What is that? It is the best. What is that statement? A mother's love there's nothing like a mother's love. You ever understand me? No, that's not true. That is not true. From my experience, most of what is called mother's love is actually some woman who gave birth to you trying to bind you, to put you in bondage. I'm telling you. You know, you are like a pawn, but it is all in the name of love. I'm telling you. You girls don't agree, but that's my one. Love. So because I love you, how can you date that guy? I love you so much, you're going to get in trouble. Love, then she can't even cry. Because now I love you so much. Now look, the guy, You're not supposed to be led by mother's love. You're supposed to be led by the love of God. Most of it is just selfishness. Selfishness. Your mother was, not your mother. Okay, someone's mother was messed up by some guy, another tribe. Then you appear one day with that one. Is that the girl of such a tribe? Now, mother's love. I know what is best for you. I really care for you. It's not mother's love. Amen? Because it is just selfishness, self-centeredness, which is the cause of all?
Evils.
Not evils. Self-centeredness. Who else did I hear? I read that book. John did. Self-centeredness is the root of all grief. Please get that book by Andrew Woman. But you guys were talking about the love of God. So be led by love. Anyway, so now recently, that woman again came to me recently. Said what? First of all, anyway, she came to me anyway. Again, now I have problem. What? Then I told her. I assured her. Before she even told me her problem, I told her that years ago, I told you. I will never help you. I'm not the one to help you. And I told you never. You understand? And then again, I even walked away. It's just manipulation. Anyway, the bottom line is be led by what? By love. Be led by the Spirit of God. The inner witness, that Spirit of God who is love. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Especially you guys who love giving a lot. Giving. People are going to play with your heads. And then you'll be thinking, woo, Hallelujah. You know,
Glory be to God. Richard is looking at me saying, Moses, I thought you had changed. I thought you had become loving. You had become a pastor. Amen? You remember a few weeks ago, there was a week when it was Paul's birthday. Paul shares a birthday with Denise. And then the day after it was Patricia, or the day before. Then I said it here, that Paul with Denise, man, Richard came to me and told me, man, you have changed. You even know people's birthday. Being a pastor has changed you. So yesterday we have a group thing with some friends. So yesterday he posted on that group thing that I went to Pastor Moshe's church and he knew people's birthdays. He has changed. Amen. Now I'm letting him down when he hears that I assured some, you know. Moreover, a sheep. Yeah? Not someone from Zoe Fellowship, but a sheep. Hallelujah. Yeah, but there was no one helping me to deal with someone who was disturbing the pastor. Amen. So the pastor had to, you know, it was harassment, man. Harassment. And for years, being harassed. Amen. Amen. But I told her, in fact, that I did that. In fact, if you don't, I'm going to tell people to throw you out of the church. You know? Yes. You know, but Jesus whipped people in a synagogue, in a temple. You know that? He whipped, now this Jesus who is love, whipped people. Now for me, I haven't whipped anyone. Richard, I haven't whipped anyone. So who's better, me or Jesus? Jesus, yeah, you're right. Someone was going to say that you're better, yeah? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen? Be led by what? Be led by love. Eh? Now, you know, I love giving. Eh? I've helped so many people. Eh? Kathy, this is the Kathy I was looking for. Eh? Kathy, give Kathy and the husband, Pastor Godson. Where's Pastor Godson? Yeah, give them a big hand clap. Eh? Raise your hand and they see you. Hallelujah. Amen. Kathy, I knew Kathy for years. We studied together, worked together in it. So today she gave me a phone call saying, I hear you began a church. We want to see whether it is not a cult. I'm joking. Eh? Anyway, but they came to see what's happening here. Eh? Yeah, but the reason why I'm talking about her is that I love giving. Eh? Years ago, I paid school fees for kids I didn't know. Eh? I used to work with her. Then there's an evening when, you know, it is 3 p.m., there are no patients. Eh? It was a study. Eh? The clients are not coming. You know, it's like you're bored, but then you can't leave until 5. Eh? So you're seated. Then there comes a Kayan girl, a senior 6 vacist, walks in with one of the study participants, eh? You know, walks in. Then she comes and sits. And she's like, this kid is so-and-so's child, and they told me that you need the child every day, so they requested me to help, and I brought the child, okay? So, for some reason, I liked this girl, this senior 6 girl, eh? You know, eh? For some reason, she really looked broke and what, eh? But somehow, I liked her, eh? You see, eh? So I was like, now it is 3, I'm just here bored, eh? In a clinic, eh? Let me, we used to call it clerking, eh? Like, let me talk to this girl, ask her who she is and stuff. So I began to ask, so what's your name? What do you do, senior 6 vac? So what are you doing in senior 6 vac? I'm helping my mother, Kusika Chapati Nasumbosa, Vela Kukarevi. You know, my mother, what does she do for a living? Kusika Chapati Nasumbosa. Anyway, share the story, then where's your dad? He died years ago. You know, now I'm looking at this senior. So I'm like, so are you going to campus? Eh? She says, I don't know. Says, I mean, so how did you go to school? Like senior 6, eh? She's like, I have an uncle who was paying for me school fees. Where? Some school, nurse and all those days. So I was like, so how did you? So he can pay for you again, you know, the fees, you know. Tuition, then she gave this expression of tonkoya, like please. Because apparently the guy, that school, they were paying 60K. And the guy used to pay it at that moment when she's being thrown out of school, 60K. Now you're going to involve a guy, university tuition, 60K was a trick. Now, you know, so you're a tonkoya, So I'm looking at this girl, Mama Sika Chapat Nasumbusa. Then I asked her, do you go to church? Yeah, she goes, where? Redeemed somewhere. Then she says, so what do you do at church? She's like, oh, I'm in the mass choir, what? So anyway, I'm looking at this girl, a very wonderful girl, looks broke, what? But some reason, your heart, you know, now then I began looking at this girl. She says, Karere, Chapat Nasumbusa. I'm like, this girl, if someone doesn't help her to school, what? Boda guys are going to impregnate her. Then you see now a future, 9 months later, gives birth to a kid. The kid is drinking black tea. You know the people, you know, could broke what? Boda guy, you know? Then, of course, now you want to find out a bit about her morals, what? So you ask her, you have a boyfriend? Say no, and you can tell it's true, you know. Nothing wrong with having a boyfriend, but you understand. Anyway, meanwhile, I'm talking to her. I am feeling bad at poverty. I'm like, poverty is very bad. You know, you see someone's future, someone's life coming to an end. Why? Poverty. Amen? Then I looked at a salary I was earning. It wasn't a lot of money. It was just basic, you know. But I'm like, if I just stopped making stupid phone calls, you know, phone calls are just nonsense. Save that airtime each month, save an amount of money. I can pay fees for this kid. Amen? Then I told her that, go admit. Now, she didn't even have money to pick admission forms. You know, that time I think each application you make, right, was 12K or something like that. She even didn't have 24K or 12K to apply, to pick application, you know. So I was like, I gave her money. I told her, go apply for uni. If you get a place, I'm going to pay for you. Go and tell your mother. Amen. Now, you know, with these young chicks, especially a guy, a man, and a girl, you have to involve some people real quick. Otherwise, some people will twist things, you know. So I involved Bridget. She usually comes around here. I told her, come, you know, Kathy, you know. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, I was led by what? Compassion, the compassion of God. Amen. Now, that same week or that same month, again, another kid. We had a kid in this study. She was being brought by a grandmother who is selling charcoal, you know, Karere Atuna Manda, you know. So she disappeared like for 2 weeks. So we couldn't see our child, our study, you know, participant. Now, when she resurfaces, she has another child, you know. Apparently, her daughter was killed by some thugs in certain village. So she had gone to bury her daughter, you know. So her daughter had a young girl, like P3, P2, whatever. So now she has to come back with what? With a grandkid. You understand? So she comes with a kid. Now you even wonder how she's going to take care of the kid. You know, Then you ask a question. Then I told her, hey, then I involved Kathy and some nurse, some lady, and told her, go and get a school. Get a school, whatever school, I'm going to pay. You know, now it was compassion, you know. Now here you are, you have two kids, man. A university kid, then another kid. Now you even said any school, but it should be a boarding school, start to ease on the pressure bambi. Or the grandniece is an, a really frail grandmother. Hmm? Again, what I'm saying is it was what? Being led by compassion. Not by fear, not by money. You know what I mean? Amen? And most of you know it is those, that is one of the things that got the thing where God appeared to me and told me that you've looked after other people's children. Now get your own, then I'll take care of them in a very special way. You understand? Amen? So, however, you know, I am not go to everybody. Hallelujah. There are some people I say, I'll never. Okay? Stop calling me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We still have time. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom you cry, Abba, Father. Never be led by fear. You understand? Never be led by fear. Hmm? And you guys, never be led by what? You are, Hallelujah. Eh? In medical school, we are given something that says, never be led by estrogen. You know estrogen? Estrogen is a female hormone. You understand? Never be led by what? Yeah. Paul is... you shouldn't have dropped biology. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it is Sandra's boyfriend who wasted my time yesterday. That's why what? Yeah. So, that feeling of love, you what? The love of God again. I qualify the love of God. Amen? You be led by it. That's how you sense sometimes God. But the God can even be, Jesus can come and sit here, but you can't see him physically. But there is a feeling of love, a warmth in your belly. And that is the Holy Ghost. Hmm? And sometimes that's how he leads. You have this warm feeling, a feeling of love within you. Amen? In Luke chapter 24, Jesus rose from the dead, but some guys didn't know. His disciples don't know. Amen? Now, as they are walking on the road to, what? Emmaus. You know, Jesus comes and he's talking with them. You understand? But they can't recognize him. They walk, they talk. You know? Now, anyway, Jesus, I guess, he decides to help them to recognize him. Amen? So they get to a place. Now, he wanted to leave them at a certain point to take another turn. But then they constrained him to come with them. But they're talking about things, what some Jesus would die, well, you know. And they're talking to him, man. Amen? So anyway, later, they are seated, I think, here. It says, now it came to pass as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Amen? Then, this is where I wanted to come. Then they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road? You understand? Now, they're seeing in retrospect, you know, they are realizing that that burning, that warm feeling of love in their hearts, amen, they should have known actually this is the Lord. Hallelujah. Did not our heart burn within us as he talked with us on the road? Hmm? So usually when God is speaking to you about something, amen, this very often will happen, amen, your heart will burn within you, amen, when he's talking to you about something, amen, and that is basically him leading you to do something or to be involved in something. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Yeah, I'm coming more and more to a conclusion that the things of God are not difficult. Being led by God is not difficult. Amen? Of course, mistakes will be made here and there. Hopefully, they help you to grow. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lest I forget to give this example. I remember years ago, this girl who liked me. I think she liked me. I think I used to bless her when I used to preach in Zoe. And so she would come in late, in a fellowship, but somehow she would get a front seat somewhere. Then she would be, everything I would say, she would be laughing. I wonder what she was even getting in her head. But for some reason, she would be laughing, she would be, Then somehow, I think it was Joseph Cavaletta who told her, someone told her that I'd begun a church. Amen. So immediately that Sunday, amen, she was here. Amen. Now you see, love is leading her. Love for Moses. You understand? Again, not your kind of love, the love of God. Amen. So, very soon you're going to get to know her. So now, a few weeks after she comes here, meanwhile, For some reason, which I also don't know, which was also a puzzle in my head, for some reason, I get to like her. Then when I get to like her, then somehow you feel, now you hear God she should be one of the people to lead services here. Glory be to God. Now you know who I'm talking about. Amen? Now, Sandra, so she starts to stand in front here. Now, something even weird happened one day. But so one day, I'm somewhere looking for someone who should preach. Because I can't preach on Sundays, really. And people are supposed this, small churches are great. Churches which are starting up, they're wonderful. Because that's where people's gifts are. You get to be, nurtured. There are places now, most of you might never preach in Zoe Fellowship. You know that? Because the thing is so advanced, man. Very, some people even who have preached there, somehow, the thing around there has messed them up. You understand, Then you realize they were not supposed to have stepped there. That ministry, yes, it is so high. I don't see Sandra preaching in Zoe now. Like this year. No. Anyway. So, one day, I hear God. I think I heard God telling me that Sandra should preach. Man, I was like, now, what are people going to? You know? But I was like, let me take the risk. You understand? Then I took the risk, and man, people were blessed. I was so concerned about what was going to happen that I had to, that entire week, I kept calling her, asking her, this is how you do it. That's the morning when she was supposed to preach. My wife had gone to Dubai. Amen. So I was like, I need more time with this girl before she preaches, even to lay hands on her. So I had to call her, ask her where her home is. I went, I picked her that morning, brought her, helped her again, Meanwhile, I'm like, what am I doing? But apparently, from what happened, man, I was in the spirit. Being led by what? Anyway, she leads the services at times. But of course, as she leads, I mess her up. I tell her, how can you do that? You never say that. You should then spend time praying on Saturday before you appear here and you do it. So when that, harassment happened, she had God. She had God. Telling her that now it is time for her to stop leading services. I know how she had God. It was because of harassment. Amen? Now, like before we went to the US, I guess, a month ago too, yes, I had a dream. Amen? I had a dream. Now, this is interesting. I had a dream when there was a presidential candidate debate, which had happened. You know, which had happened. And Sandra had been the moderator. You call them what? She had been. Now, there was a second which was going to happen. A second which was going to happen again. And she was supposed to be the moderator. However, she was on her things. Amen? Amen? And the dream ended. Amen? So because I am Major One. Non-profit Major One in dream interpretation. By the way, I'm joking. This Major One, Major thing. I'm still trying to understand it. It will cause some people to go off track. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, I knew this dream was talking about. Sandra used to. Now, like, the presidential candidates are like she invites. Today, let's invite, you know, Prophet Paul. You know that kind of thing. What the moderators in those one? With the best were doing. Chiza Besigye. You know. So, you see, she had done it in the past. You know, now, you know the interpretation now. So God was saying she's supposed to come back. Meaning that the other time she was on her own thing. Amen? She was led by harassment to make a decision instead of what? The spirit of love. so that's why I had to tell her, you know what? You have to get back. Amen? You have to get back. And she has already started experiencing the fire. The former fire. Glory be to God. But the point I'm trying to make is, I was being led by love. You understand? And she herself was also being led by what? By love. The love of God. Amen? For Pastor Moses. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, so she begins to lead services here, you know, and then someone spots her. I don't know if this is supposed to be said at the wedding or it can be said now. Someone spots her, man. Some lady spots her, likes her. Likes her. Then the lady goes and tells a relative of hers that there is this nice girl at our church. Anyway, more on that or not? Of our wedding. Hallelujah. But look at how love, being led by love, what it results into. You understand? Now, if I had suppressed my love for Sandra, amen? Thank God, now I can say that, my love for Sandra, because she's apparently now my relative. So now I can say that, amen? If I had suppressed it, you're suppressing the leading of God. You understand? Be led by what? Rachel, she's not here. Rachel, it is also a similar story like that. Someone brings Rachel here, you know, to church. Carol, second year, the mother of some kids somewhere there. Brings her to church just to see this church, Then I get introduced to her, Then she tells Carol that, I don't speak in the Holy Ghost. And Pastor Moses says, I think because I've never been baptized. So Pastor Moses, when he baptized me, I think that's how I begin. So she calls me and is like, you need to baptize me so that I can speak in there, Anyway, I was like, whatever. Those days the church was so young, you don't want to get into some things. Baptizing, But now, so Rachel would come here once in 6 weeks. She was practically not even a member. But for some reason I liked Rachel. For some reason. One day I get my phone. I call Carol. I tell her, send me that girl's number. What's her name? One time, in fact, I met Rachel and I didn't know her name. Then she was offended. So I had to cram now Ashava. Eh? I'm like, the next time I meet this guy, Ashava, cram work. Eh? The name has jammed, eh? But somehow you like this girl. Eh? Anyway, so I had to call Rachel, whatever. Carol sent me Rachel's number. Call her for what? Because I just want to take her for lunch. You understand? Eh? So I call her, so-and-so. Remember the church you visited the other day? I'm Pastor Moses. Hey, I want to take you for lunch. She didn't have any. I want to take you for lunch. Then she comes. Eh? Take her for lunch, you know, Javas. We talk. Eh? Then I tell her, that brother, do you know how great an opportunity it is to have lunch with me? Glory be to God. I tell her, a time is coming when it will be so hard to meet me. Hallelujah. When I'll be like Prophet Elvis. God, brother, it is coming. Eh? You guys are joking. A time is coming when we're going to begin birthdays. Eh? We're going to begin phone numbers. We're going to begin seeing Jesus face to face. Eh? And you would want man to be in God. Say, talk to Evelyn. There's a girl there in church who can help you. Evelyn. Then I begin changing my numbers. Eh? I have had my empty number for years, since 2002. Eh? Years up to now. Elvis has never had a line even like for a year. Eh? But that time is coming when I'll also be like, hallelujah. Ngaman, you know. Eh? Hallelujah. When now you have to pass through Sandra, you know, then, even that, I don't know whether it will happen. Eh? You know, be very great, very famous, very busy, you know. Hallelujah. Yeah, but where are we? Yeah, Rachel, eh? But we're talking about being led by the Holy Ghost. Don't forget that. Eh? But the primary way is what? Being led by love. Because when God is leading you, eh, it is love leading you, because God is love. Amen? So Rachel, yeah, I take her for lunch. Then one time I even called her. Someone gave me $100. Eh? Then I thought about some girl, she didn't have a job. Eh? Some girl I like, eh? So again, I called Carol. Send me this girl's number. So I call this guy. I even don't know her name. Because I told Carol that there's a girl wanted to be baptized. You know, I don't know her name. Eh? So I call her. She meets me at VCC. But for some reason, she was so respectful. Eh? Any call from this pastor of some church in Ntinda, she would come driving, you know, running. Say, I'm here. What? Yeah. Then I told her, now, I want you to help me. I have this $100. Help me. Go to a Forex, you know, change it. Eh? Then remove 200 and bring me back the rest. Then she will come back, say, it's here. Now, what is the 200 for? Like, what should I do? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, yeah? Maybe she thought I wanted to send her on an errand. Yeah, to them, no, it's yours. Eat it. Eh? We sisters. Eh? For some reason, most people have never met givers. Eh? It's for some. I've come to realize that givers are rare. Eh? They are rare, but not in this church. Hallelujah. That's why that dream came, eh? When God is saying thank you, eh? For having, you know. Eh? But generally, I think they are rare, eh? Because why do people get shocked when someone gives them some money which they don't expect? Eh? It just means that it is not a usual occurrence. Eh? Hallelujah. So anyway, then one day, I go out with Rachel again. Then after we have parted, a thought, whatever that, eh? That why, and church was getting busy, eh? I was like, why can't this girl be my administrator? Just a thought. Eh? Most of you think that everything I do, eh, I first dream. Eh? A thought, eh? Thing actually, and it was a loving thought. Eh? It was, you know, eh? Then I'm like, let me do it. To Nala Vile, you're right, it was right. And that's why I gave a phone call. I was like, you know? Then I asked her, how much money do you want? Then she told me a figure, which I was like, How dare people get to know that my administrator earns this money? They say, yeah, because the church is young and she's still growing and I'm not after money. How they know? I say, no, I'll give you this. And, you know, as things, whatever, you know, we shall keep what? You know, but she had asked, ridiculous, nothing. I was like, no way. If I was a bad, you know, you just use her. Like someone's working for free, fresh thing, I'm working for God, but I'm like, no, okay, you're working for God, but still, you know, a workman is worthy of his wages. Yeah. Amen. Anyway, so when I tell about that, she says that she met, there's a girl, a friend of hers who's a prophet, had told her of something that was going to come like that. You see, Anyway, then, man, then during that time, I also harassed her. Harassment, like I did to Sandra. Then it was during that time when she had a dream, when she met me and Elvis, and Elvis was telling me that Moses, Rachel is a very good administrator. Glory be to God. But again, you know what we're talking about today? Being led by God. And God is love. He leads us by love. That sensation, that feeling of love. Amen. Take a risk and flow with it. Amen. But if you're not sure, anger, man, it is too much. You can fast cheer. Amen. As you ask God for more help in that regard. Glory be to God. Amen. Never be led by fear. Amen. Amen. Never be led by fear. Be led by love. Amen. But remember, it's the love of God. The love of God. You might be helping somebody, yet you're dishelping God. Dishelping. God is trying to teach someone a lesson. You know, Then you come and you spoil what? His plans, purposes, and what? And purposes. Hallelujah. And some of you have never read that book. Amen? But read it. Glory be to God. As we conclude, Philippians chapter 1. Again, a warning to you guys who love giving. Amen? The Bible says, this is Paul. He says, and this I pray, that your love may abound. Still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. Let's stop there. Your love should abound, should grow, amen, in all knowledge and discernment. Amen? The key thing there that I want to highlight is discern. Amen? That's what I've been saying over and over again. You know, con artists are going to come to you. This way now, a lady I've heard about in Zoe. You understand? She has a kid. The kid is a pawn to it. Mess up people then before you know it, a need, you know. She's there. I'm sure she has conned some of you. A kid, man. You know, but she's just using you, you know. It's just manipulation, witchcraft. But anytime you make someone do something, not by the Spirit of God, amen, it is called witchcraft. Hallelujah. This I learned many years ago from what? From Rick Joyner. You understand? So you make someone give you money, but not by the Spirit. It just means now you have used another spirit, and that is witchcraft. Glory be to God. But grow in discernment. Hallelujah. Grow in what? In discernment. But now, again, another warning. Don't be so focused on me. Is someone playing me a game? You understand? Let your whatever be love. You understand? And sometimes someone can be conning you. But Bambi, God says, yeah, they're conning you, but still, I want to help them. And to give them a meal. You understand? People like that, they have come here and they know they are thugs. But again, You feel love. You're still, yeah, he's a thug, but his time to die hasn't yet come. And God wants a meal for him to sustain him, to sustain the thug. Glory be to God. Amen? So, the bottom line, walk with God. Now, that is the conclusion of the matter. Almost every matter right now in this season that I'm at, walk with God. Not formulas. Walk with God. Some of you are not walking with God. You're going to miss God. A dream came very clear. You know, marriage anointing, Sandra and Rachel. Now some of you are going to miss God because you put God in a formula. Walk with God, you get a lot of money, so into some big thing. You know, And then you miss a clear thing. Walk with God. Don't put God in formulas. You want financial prosperity, you do, you go and give so and so. You know, man, you will miss God badly. Walk with God. That is the conclusion I'm coming up in this season. And I don't think I will change for life now. Walk with God. Amen? But don't get discouraged when you miss him at times. Those things are going to happen. Amen? Missing God is part of this dispensation. Amen? As long as we are still in this fallen world, in the fallen flesh, missing God is part of it. But hopefully, you learn from missing God. Even when you learn, you will miss him again. Hallelujah. But our desire should be to grow and grow. Hallelujah. Amen? You've been blessed? Yeah, raise your hands and give God a... I didn't tell anyone to clap their hands to Jesus. Amen? That's why you should buy or get that book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. Jesus told Kenneth Hagin live that clapping hands to him is useless. Amen? In the Bible, he says, lift up your hands. But you can clap your hands to him if you want, but I'm just trying to tell you what he told Kenneth Hagin live. He told him it's useless. And some of you have never read that book, so you're what? Misleading others. Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you, precious Father. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.